Very similar in Finland. A Finn bad drunk ended up on the West Bay, like in Burlingame, or one of those terrifying places to go through. And he, bad drunk, got sober over there, and he wrote a love letter to one of his friends back in Finland and said, I can't believe this organization I bumped into. They have 12 steps and 12 traditions, and here's how they work, and I haven't had a drink in 5 months now. And he sent the letter back to Finland, and his friend read it and got sober. And from that letter started meetings. And AA is all over Finland. And what people in Finland, what AA Finns do on tour is they try to get to San Francisco, take a bus to Burlingame, and photograph the mailbox that the letter was put in that brought AA to Finland. It's very strange. Back to the book. Oh, you know, the business of house. We're so used to having AA everywhere, and we're so used to having people be familiar with alcoholism. We're very sophisticated in this part of the country, and it's not true world. We're very lucky. I want to talk tonight a little bit about traditions. Let's see. I want to try a stab here at tradition 10. Because I usually need to hear this. My sponsor usually has to explain this to me. 10 short form, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 10, long form. No AA group or member should ever, in such a way as to implicate AA, express any opinion on outside controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol, reform, or sectarian religion. It'll go on in a second. Why? Why? Because our primary purpose is to stay sober and help the alcoholic who still suffers. Now, that just doesn't mean the alcoholic who's drinking. Most of the alcoholics I know personally today who are suffering are sober, but they're in pain for a lot of different reasons. If we keep that focus, everybody's welcome. Anybody with a drinking problem can come through the door. But if we focus on other stuff, people start getting excluded. Particularly, it says, politics. This is an issue for me. I follow politics like some people follow World Series. I call them high principles. Other people call them resentments. Tremendous ones that I've kept alive since the Truman presidency, you know. I mean, I just passionately despise some people and vote against them every chance I can. And I just get excited and wild about it. And when I was drinking and using, one of the ways I would be a lunatic was in that field. And I have been far right and far left and radical middle of the road. But when I believe, so I've changed my mind a lot, but when I've believed it, I've believed it. And if you didn't, not only were you wrong, you were stupid. Well, I dabbled in a presidential election for all the good it did me a few years ago. And thought I would, perfect goodwill, generous goodwill, helping out the human race, the process, America, hooray, wave the flag. I would bring campaign literature of my candidate, who was the best one, to an AA meeting and pass it around. This is helping them, I would register them to vote and do a lot of stuff. I mean, it was a graced moment. I left all the stuff in my car. Went to the meeting, and this was in L.A. And I sat in the meeting, and I looked around the room about halfway through. Like, do you ever do that? Halfway through the meeting, you finally focus on who's there? And I was horrified, of course. I found there were some people there who thought that King George III was our best president. And there were others who wanted to start by blowing up the Bank of America. And it occurred to me, this is why we don't talk about that stuff in meetings. Because if we focus on it, it will divide us terribly. Our politics are not what we have in common. The same is true with sectarian religion. Now, AA is neutral. Benign neutral says, you know, if it's helpful, use it. If it's not helpful, don't use it. We're friendly with our friends. We're friendly with lots of churches. It's none of our business. AA has no position on this stuff. Now, some of us forget that. And we'll come into meetings, especially if we've recently been converted to something, and we'll try to convert everybody. Oh, you have to come with me and hear this guy talk. He's just wonderful down at the church. Da, 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 da. Well, that just stresses the patience of the group, that's all. Most groups survive that. But it's when that starts happening a lot, the group's in trouble. Not just people recruiting for a sectarian religion, become a Catholic, become a Mormon, become a Buddhist, but people who hate sectarian religion. I know folks who will come in and say, well, AA is very anti-religion. No, some members are, and they speak on behalf of the fellowship. They think, but this is not an issue we discuss. Whatever your background is, you're welcome here. And whatever your practice is, you're welcome here. Now, that's tough. Because most of us live in ghettos. I think this is a rule. Most of us live in little ghettos. We associate with people who think like we do. And it doesn't occur to us that there are other ways of thinking. For instance, you go to a Midwestern small town and you talk to the mayor and you say, Mr. Mayor, how do people get along in this town? He says, everyone gets along fine. Say, well, do you have any religious tension? Not at all. None at all. In fact, we have members here of the world's three great religions and they associate just fine. I say, well, what three great religions are those? This is Baptist, Methodist, and Presbyterian. Well, they may be great religions, but there's more out there. You know, there's a lot more out there. We are not Christian. We are not Jewish. We are not Buddhist. We are not new. We have no position on that stuff at all as a group. If any of it helps you as an individual, we're thrilled. And if it doesn't help you as an individual, we're thrilled too. You know, but we just don't get involved. Politics, sectarian religion, and the last one is alcohol reform. When this book is written, Prohibition's still a living memory. I mean, it was brand new. This is 1939. Prohibition ended just like, 8 years before. So does AA have any opinion on lowering the drinking age? No. How about raising the drinking age? No. What about mothers against drunk driving? No. What about saloons and how often they should be open? No. We just don't get involved. Because our primary purpose is to stay sober and help the other alcoholic who's still suffering. And if we can keep that focus, life gets very simple. My problem is I am a crusader for whatever I think is right at the moment, so I need to have this tradition read to me kind of regularly. But what is AA got to do about nuclear power? Nothing. Nothing. But probably sober people who work there are safer than not sober people who work there. So. Seems to me. And then it says, the Alcoholics Anonymous groups oppose no one. What about communists? No one. Concerning such matters, they can express no views whatsoever. It's real clear. I mean, so much so that if this were rigorously enforced, the Ayatollah Khomeini could come to a meeting and we'd just say, would you like a cup of coffee? You know? Tradition 3. Our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Now, we're getting a little controversial here. This is one of the topics. Hence, we may refuse none who wish to recover. What about problems other than alcohol? Well, there's a pamphlet on it that should be read. But the rule of thumb here, and this again, it's not that AA is opposed to other people, but AA is very limited in its scope. We deal with alcoholism. There are a lot of other problems in the world, you betcha. You know, and we're all for people who deal with those. But here, the focus is more narrow. Now, we start getting... Now, I just think that's reasonable. That's just reasonable. But you start getting lots of craziness around this. Well, can you let them into the meeting? Yeah. You know, I mean, good heavens. Closed meetings are for alcoholics only. In the car down, I was sitting with two friends of mine, and we were like, well, who can come to an open meeting? Anybody? Or just families of alcoholics, or friends of alcoholics, or people who've slept with alcoholics? I mean, who can come to an open meeting? And my question, I just asked, and this is a topic, and there are lots of opinions on this. And I may have mentioned Judge Felix Frankfurter last week. And Frankfurter said, there are issues about which reasonable people of goodwill disagree. This is one of them. And I guess New York is going to come up with some clarification, and they probably have 10 times already, and the issues keep coming up. Alcoholism is the focus. Some folks say, well, what we talk about is problems with alcohol. I don't. I don't have a problem with alcohol today. I have a living problem, not a drinking problem. And I need to... So I think it's not alcohol, but alcoholism. Yes, I think that's the topic. If you don't have a desire to stop drinking, you're not an AA member. Can non-members talk at open meetings? I think so. Others think not. People get angry on this and stamp out of rooms swearing one way or the other. It's real emotional. Gads. I just figure do what's reasonable, and that means do it the way I see it.